First, the media poll. Gallup asked people how much trust and confidence they have in the media's ability to report the news, here are the quotes, fully, accurately, and fairly. The all-time low for this poll question is 40%, and that's exactly where it sits right now, 40%. Which means that assuming the poll represents the American public, more than half of that public does not trust the media to do the job it is supposed to do, they are supposed to do. The 40% is a low, but it's not terribly far from the recent average. Since the turn of the century, the level of trust in the media has never gone above 55%. And yes, it's different depending on your political orientation. So where are you on the scale? Trust the media or not? Why or why not? And how much have you changed where you get your media, where you get your news since the turn of the century? 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Topic number two, the rich guys in Congress, guys and women, that is. Roll Call just came out with its list of the richest members of Congress. House member Daryl Issa of California, in the news all the time because he has the Government Oversight Committee, tops the list. Issa is worth roughly $357 million. That's more than a third of a billion. But there's a list of the poorest members of Congress, too, and even California's David Valadao, at negative $3 million plus, owns a large ranching operation, though it is heavily mortgaged. So the question's for you. Is there anything about members of Congress being rich that either surprises or concerns you? Can people who make a lot of money and spend a lot of time raising it for campaigns properly represent the needs and desires of regular working people? We start off with an email on this Vince Day from Constance in Grants Pass, who says, when talking about wealthy congresspeople, please remember that our Peter DeFazio, this is the 4th District on the Oregon side, has never taken a pay raise. And she quotes from his website, Peter DeFazio is working to rein in federal spending that is driving our country deeper into debt, and he's leading by example. He has voted against and refused to accept congressional pay raises. Instead, he uses the money to fund scholarships for displaced workers at 5 southwestern Oregon community colleges. By the end of this year, he'll have turned down $320,000 in congressional pay raises to fund 197 scholarships. Constance in Grants Pass finishes up saying, some guy, about Peter DeFazio. What are your thoughts, though, about the amount of wealth from people in Congress? I mean, it's interesting enough that the U.S. Senate is often referred to as the rich man's club, but it is a member of the House who tops the recent roll call list of the richest members of Congress, Daryl Issa, who again heads up the committee that oversees government operations. So he's constantly subpoenaing people from the Obama administration. So Issa is in the news generally anyway, but made a lot of money off his car alarm systems and is now worth north of $350 million. Can people who make that kind of money, who possess that kind of money, they obviously didn't make it all directly in Congress, can they fairly represent the interests of people who aren't in the stratosphere financially? When you think about the amount of money getting thrown around Washington, D.C., for campaigns, obviously these don't go directly, at least in theory, directly to members of Congress, and the amount of money they make through any outside activities, are these people capable of representing average folks? What do you think? 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email jx@jeffnet.org. The other topic, of course, the media poll. Gallup goes out and polls the public every once in a while and says, what do you think? What's your level of trust in the national news media? And the level right now is at 40%, which represents the lowest point it has ever gone since they began taking this poll. Now, granted, this is not a huge wavering. It's been down to 40 before. It was 2 years ago in 2012. I wonder if that's actually, look at that. Well, there's an interesting chart here because when you look at the Gallup chart, all the recent peaks tend to be in non-election years, 07, 09, 11, 13. There's an overall downward trend, but where it bumps up is in non-election years. In election years, all the even-numbered years, it's lower by just that much more. People trust the media just a little bit less in election years. Why would that be? And when we talk about trust in the media, tell us who you identify as the media. Who are the people you go to for your sources of information? Have those sources of information changed over time? And don't worry about hurting our feelings. We realize we're part of the picture and potentially part of the problem as well. Let's get your thoughts on mass media consumption and your level of trust in mass media. 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Mark in Reading. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Good morning.
Hi.
Well, as for the media, of course, in this country, we have freedom of the press. which means they can, the press can print anything it wishes to. If it gets sued for libel, that happens on occasion, but it's a rarity. But they don't have, there's no obligation of the press to print the truth.
Is there anybody in particular you have in mind here? Because anybody who doesn't print the truth on a regular basis would be out of business pretty soon, unless they were too political.
Not necessarily. Yeah. They could have stories that, major news stories would most likely be relatively accurate, depending on where they get their information. But, there's no obligation, and maybe they'd lose advertisers. But if they have enough money, they don't need advertisers. Some really wealthy person could start publishing or, doing TV or whatever and have anything that he or she wanted go out. And people tend to have a great, belief in what they see on television. They think it's true. People think that Hollywood movies about historical events are factual. and it's a joke.
Yeah, they do tend to wander just a bit from the actual facts and events.
So, but on the wealthy people in Congress, since the Constitution was written by wealthy white men who didn't like to pay taxes and most of whom owned slaves, one shouldn't be too surprised if Congress is currently full of wealthy white people who don't like to pay taxes and may not own slaves, but they certainly profit from the slavery that we had for generations in this country. All of us do, even though we may not know it or admit it.
You have to wonder sometimes about the concept of an elite. I mean, obviously, there are certain things that were built into the Constitution, like the Electoral College and the general belief held today that the idea was that the House of Representatives would probably end up deciding the president most of the time anyway. What kind of elite was in mind back then, and whether we even think there should be an elite in power today? And is it a financial elite? Is it an intellectual elite? Is it just people who are good at their jobs? I mean, you have to decide, if you are going to have an elite, what that's going to be.
Well, there's also the thing that when the Constitution was written, there was a whole continent that we could conquer. And now that continent's been conquered. People that didn't have anything could move west.
Huh.
I had ancestors that were forced to leave Vermont after giving everything away that they had away because they thought that the end of the world was coming, and then they went to Minnesota where the nearest free land was available.
Okay, good thinking. Thanks for all this, Mark. Appreciate it. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're letting you venture spleen politely on topics in the news. This week's topics, there's always two, are what you think about their rich people in Congress and whether they're able to serve the public at large when their interests may, in fact, be just a bit different because they are so wealthy they don't have some of the same concerns as the people they represent. The other topic on this Vince Day is lack of trust in the media, in the news media in America. Gallup shows it down around 40%, which is its historic low, although it's been down this low before and hasn't gotten much above it in recent years. Anyway, since 1997, it's never gotten above 55%, and it's at 40% right now. Trust in the media. Who do you trust to give you information? Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email address, jx@jeffnet.org. N-word in Ash. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Montesquieu said, frugality of fortune and equality, though in themselves different, cannot subsist separately.
Meaning what?
There you have it. We, instead of regulating commerce, commerce regulates Congress because money talks and just, the talking doesn't do anything. The thing about trust is like a land without trust is a land without humanity. A land without humanity is a capitalist society. It's all about dollar-driven megalomania. It's like buyer beware. Wherever you go, you got to be careful. What you buy and also what you read. The concept of transparency and everything based on facts is just gone. It's like we're all products of parenting and schooling, and most of us are immigrants, and immigrants brought the tyranny they were fleeing from with them, and It's all about deception, theft, and murder. You know, they murdered the Aboriginals and then based their facts on more conjecture than anything else. And it's like the previous caller talking about his ancestors thinking the world's going to end, so they got to go get some free land from somewhere. But, you know, the problem is us. You know, the average American is constitutionally ignorant, morally vague, spiritually confused, and physically debauched. And it's like we've inherited this culture, and we think it's our right to go out and get drunk and abuse ourselves and become alcoholic or drug addicted or just dependent on pharmaceuticals. And you know, we need to, like, maybe wake up here and say, maybe the American way really wasn't isn't really what it's advertised. You know, it's all like propaganda. You know, the news we get is all, it illustrates the power of art, you know. The power of art can make us believe certain things that may or may not be true. And you know, we have a little bit of fact, about 90% conjecture.
Mm-hmm. All right. So definitely a shape up and, well, not ship out necessarily, but certainly a shape up time for the American people in the opinion of N-Word. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. We're talking on this Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange about rich people representing us in Congress, whether you have any particular troubles with that, whether you think those people can adequately represent you, given that their financial situation is certainly different from that of most average people. The other topic, of course, is the news media and whether the news media are worthy of our trust. The Gallup poll taken recently indicates only about 40% of Americans have, and actually I should point out that this is actually a cumulative. It's people who said either they have a great deal of trust or a fair amount of trust. Those two categories together equal 40%, which indicates that the other 60% don't hold the news media in very high regard. What do you think? I mean, where do you get your information? How much do you trust it? How much do you trust the people who give that information to you? Those are the two topics on Vince Day, media trust and rich people in Congress. 800-838-3760 around the region and the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Scott in Medford, welcome to the Exchange.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Well, it's interesting you put those two topics together, because I think they're directly related. Even if the rich Congress people aren't putting their money into the news media, there's a threat that they could. And at the same time, the people in the government know that the news media can make or break them. So that money is a connection between the two, a tether between the two. They don't operate, you know, the news media doesn't operate independently of the government's influence, and the government, you know, Congress or senators or whoever they are, can't do what they do and rise to the levels that they do without the cooperation of the media. So they're complicit.
Cooperation or just publicizing? Because they don't always publicize great things either. In fact, quite often the argument can be made that the things that get out there in the public are things that don't make members of Congress look terribly good.
Well, and again, that depends on which party you're supporting and which news media you're getting your news from. Of course, it's going to go both ways, but when you get a particular mainstream media that supports a particular candidate or a particular member of Congress, you know, for instance, the way the Republican Party, for instance, presents the way the media supports Obama, as if Obama can do no wrong. And I'm not going to say, you know, one way or another about our president. That's not the point of the conversation. The point, though, is that that money, you know, I can't do that as an average citizen. You can't do that. We can't influence our media with our cash. And I also don't have to worry about the media influencing, making or breaking my life, where the politicians do have that worry. So it's an interesting dynamic, the world that they live in. But it to go back to the original question, no, I can't trust the media because they are such a higher level than I am. The playing field that those guys play on, I can't even come to watch.
Huh. That's an interesting concept to deliver, and I very much appreciate that, Scott, because when you get right down to when you talk about the national media based in largely in Washington and New York, those guys make a lot of money too. It doesn't mean they're incapable of covering the news. I mean, that is their job, but the job is going to be a bit different when you're feeling comfortable, too, when you think about that. Huh. Thanks for that, Scott, very much. And let's go to Dennis and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. Media trust and congressional pay are issues. Congressional wealth, I should say.
Well, I don't think that just because you're a rich person doesn't mean you can't have empathy and compassion for somebody that's not as well off as you. So I don't think that there's a problem with rich people representing poor people. But my main concern with the media, there's a couple of them. One you just talked about is that the major media outlets, the people that run them are very, very wealthy men, and they're hanging out with all these other wealthy men, and so you kind of wonder about that. And it doesn't matter what kind of media you're talking about, liberal, conservative, I don't care what it is, all media is very stereotype. They use stereotypes to do everything. You know, very racist, very sexist, very, classist.
Mm-hmm.
The American news media, to me, is kind of evil.
Huh.
To be honest with you.
Okay, so we can count you in the 60% who don't particularly trust the news media.
Pardon?
We can count you in the 60% who don't trust the news media?
Oh, I'm not saying I don't trust them. I'm mm-hmm. just saying, you know, there's a difference between news, like there's a tornado in Oklahoma City, and then saying that there's a tornado in Oklahoma City and it's caused because they just allowed gay marriage to be happening there.
Huh. Well, that would be a claim by somebody, I would hope not in the media, but certainly reported by the media, huh?
Well, somebody like Pat Robertson, who has a news show.
Yeah, well, you can call it a news show. I don't know if a lot of people...
And a lot of people listen to him and think that that's news.
Hmm.
And, or, like this last little episode with the black guy and his wife, you know, that was so...
Well, Ray Rice, you're talking about the NFL player?
Yeah, it was just terrible the way that was covered. And it made me sick to my stomach almost to listen to that coverage. In fact, I didn't listen to it very long until I just refused to. And I think that the problem with the news media is that it's been blended with people's opinions too much. You have so-called reporters who are giving opinions on one show and telling the news on another show,
uh-huh.
and people just can't tell the difference anymore.
Yeah, it certainly could be the case with Fox News, but I know they're not the only ones by any stretch of the imagination. Dennis, thanks for that. Let's go to Bill and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi, thanks for having me. I recently published in the last 3 months was a report from the Harvard School or Yale School of Politics or whatever. And they stated that the average person in the United States vote has no use. It's completely bogus. And they bring up how they're completely bought by the money that campaigns run. And supposedly coming up in the next presidential election, each party's going to spend in excess of $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's funny. And, like, you're talking about news. News today, like Rush Limbaugh, all these different religious organizations, it's just entertainment. You're listening to hear what you want to hear, and they'll tell you any lies you want to hear so they can keep being in business, making their money. And as far as the spending of money in our politics, what if, I know it's hard as heck, what if they passed a law that anybody running for an office cannot spend more than the poorest campaign person running with them or party? And the one thing that is so bogus also, everybody's out there spending millions and all this money in campaigning, and obviously it's proven to work because the 1% got all our money and power now. But what if we just had politics go by, you can't really, you have debates, have 10 times more debates than we have, because that is the pure, you can actually see the guy lying in front of you if he's lying, or at least hear him, instead of all this PR stuff on our televisions and everything. I don't even really care to vote unless I really know what the guys, but they don't even have debates.
All right, so you want to hear more directly from the people themselves and not necessarily through the media. Appreciate that, Bill. Let's go to Rick and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, as for news media, I have been looking into various independent media through YouTube channels and other website sources. I think if you look at multiple sources, you can find different angles on news events and come to your own conclusion. And on these channels, I see a lot of younger people who are really putting a lot of effort into learning a new technology and looking at various sources and presenting their views on events.
Well, and it's certainly coming from a viewpoint, which is something that I was reminded about recently, that, you know, we talk about objectivity, being able to be clearly objective and not subjective in reporting the news. But the fact is that simply by virtue, and Liam Moriarty talks about this on a column in the Jefferson Monthly for our members, it's just if you're standing in one place, that is your viewpoint. If you're standing in a different place, that is your viewpoint. So even in the physical world, there are different points of view on things in that real literal sense of point of view. And you can't get your own experiences and biases out. And when you're talking about the young people learning the new technology, I remember what I was like as a young TV reporter. The things that I made assumptions about and were just dead wrong about, I made some really dumb mistakes simply because I didn't know the context. I didn't know the history. I didn't know the area I was covering because I was fairly new to it each time. So this is the what happens in staffing newsrooms often that creates some hamstringing for the delivery of good information. But I mean, it's not like nobody's trying. So let's get that part clear. Let's go to Donna and Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
I sort of go along with most of what's been said, but I have a specific thing before I pose the question of who is or are the news media. I want to say that I'm convinced and know that funding for serious investigation is not at all a priority. And without this, there's so little checks on what comes over the media. Personally, anyway, and it's interesting so far, it's all men.
Right, yes. Well, I'm glad you got in there and gave us another voice, Don. I appreciate that. But you're right. I mean, investigative reporting is not well-funded anymore, primarily because news organizations are themselves struggling financially. When you look at the fact that, what was it, the New York Times bought the Boston Globe, was that in the mid-90s, for $1 billion, and ended up losing their shirts on the deal and selling it off for far less. The Washington Post went to Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, for, was it $40 million, which is far less than it would have gone for just 15 years before. We have an email here from Mike in Medford talking about the members of Congress being wealthy. He says, the wealthy running Congress affirms an end to our slight democracy. We are a plutocracy, not a democracy. Even Princeton's political science department has studied and confirmed this. Even Adam Smith said the merchant class should never run a government due to their extreme self-interest. This, in turn, can lead to trust in media. Aside from C-SPAN and PBS, all TV media is purely for entertainment. They are owned by multinational corporations with a profit motive. It is extremely naive to think these people would provide meaningful content over their own interests. Read multiple publications and never trust one source. By diversifying your news content, you more accurately gauge where the truth in quotes, might be. That from Mike in Medford. Lots of good opinions today on Vince Day. Thanks so much for joining. Thanks so much for listening.